poverty, scarcity, economic woes, sometimes some calamity or catastrophe that comes upon them in some way or the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it comes upon them regularly, sometimes in the social level, as a society, as a community, and sometimes upon them in the capacity of the self and the individual. So Allah ta'ala says, haven't they noticed these things? Have they not looked at it? And this takes different kinds of forms. And while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing them in that era, Allah ta'ala is addressing us today. We are no different in as far as halat and conditions that come upon us. We also have to look at them in the proper light as believers, in the perspective of our belief in the Quran and the sayings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at them in that perspective. And then ask ourselves that where are we going wrong? Why is it that certain conditions come upon us? We need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world and this earth and this universe as we know it in perfect harmony and sync, in perfect equality, equitability and justice. Everything that is happening here is functioning according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of justice and equitability. Now, that being the case, my respected friends and brothers, many times we find that things go haywire. Why does this happen? Why do things go haywire? The four elements, as we refer to them, on the face of this earth, the four elements upon which this whole material world is constituted and runs, water and air and fire and sand. These are the four things. Whether we look at them in the universal sense or we look at them in the individual sense, this is what we are constituted of and this is what everything around us is constituted of. And when we start tempering and start conducting ourselves in a manner that is incorrect, where we start committing excesses in these things, then what we find an imbalance coming about in terms of the physical discussion that we are having. Then we find there's too much of that and too little of that. And we find that a lot of imbalance taking place that affects everything, the ecosystem, the agriculture. And last 2 weeks ago, we had the climate conference, COP21 in Paris. The topic was supposed to be about that, but we'll speak about it in another time, inshallah, in the coming weeks. How things start changing and how things start going mixed up. So this is because of what they say, the physical imbalance, because of things what people are doing. Different acts being carried out. China is suffering such a smog. Delhi is suffering such a smog. Overfishing on that side. And all other things happening, you know. So we have to ask ourselves that when the scientists are looking at these things, then they say there is a major imbalance in these four elements. Some places there's a whole lot of sandstorms. Other places there's a whole lot of floods. Other places there's all other kinds of things happening. So my respected friends and brothers, the system is running normally. Allah has put it into place and structured it. But when our actions in regard to these things go mixed up, then we find these imbalances coming. Then they have conferences in Paris and everywhere else to try and reach some agreement. Been carrying on for many years now. The question we ask ourselves at this juncture is that if our physical actions are affecting the physical material things here, and they are causing an imbalance, what is the consequence of our deeds in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If our physical actions are having an impact on the physical constituents of this earth, don't our a'mal also have some consequences? Or we can just go on doing and Allah ta'ala doesn't care and everything will just carry on merrily? We need to ask our questions at this juncture, that how have our actions impacted on these things? You see, we get very nice explanations coming from the scientists, and they will tell us a whole lot of things, that there is too much of greenhouse emissions, and there is a whole lot of heat coming from the sun that is now being trapped here by the carbon dioxide and the nitrous oxide and the methane gas, and all that is right. We're not denying it. And really, in that regard, we have to have a separate talk. There is, alhamdulillah, ayat in Quran, Quranic ayat, as well as a hadith that inform us how to conduct ourselves when it comes to our environment and everything else, how we must look after it. But like we said, that's another topic for another week, inshallah. What we're talking about now is, have we sat down as Muslimin and of readers of the Quran and as followers of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, but why are these things happening? Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing about these imbalances? And when we speak of the imbalance, what we are talking about is that things when are running normally, suddenly they start becoming unusual. They go beyond the limits of moderation. We find excess in different things. We find too much of heat, we find too little of rain, we find too much of wind, and we find too little bit of agriculture, and everything goes mixed up. So as believers, my respected friends and brothers, the question we are supposed to ask ourselves is, what about my a'mal and my deeds? Have they in any way not impacted? And does the Quran draw our attention to this? So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أَظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That anarchy, disorder, pandemonium, disarray has all reigned supreme on the face of the earth. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. On account of the actions of man. One. So yes, the Quran is informing us. And we are reciters of the Quran and we still don't worry about what the meteorologist and what everybody else is telling us. That is not where our mind goes, my respected brothers. We must look at our a'mal and look at our actions and see how the imbalance has come about. Like we mentioned, this imbalance, we must understand it, that it comes about in the universe in different ways. Even ourselves, this imbalance comes about when we are not careful about our lifestyle. Sometimes we become very sick. Then we go to the doctor, then he says, you know what, there's an imbalance in your body. And those that are more inclined towards treating through the Ayurvedic and the Yunani type Greek medicine, they will say that things are now gone haywire here. You are running low on this particular temperament and there's too much of that temperament. And now you need to bring about a balance in your lifestyle. So when we commit excesses in as far as our lifestyle is concerned, we overdo things in our daily lives, our eating, our drinking, or we underdo things, whatever it might be. Then that thing creates a chaos on our bodies. In the same way, there is a chaos that comes about in the universe when we do things incorrectly. And there is a chaos on the face of the earth, in the heavens and the seas and everywhere else, when our a'mal are not correct. And this is what we as reciters of the Quran are informed about. Our attention is drawn to it in the Quran al-Karim. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That whatever calamity befalls you, one is chaos, as we are seeing it all over the face. What chaos? We can't even imagine that the world would have come to this position. The other thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is, whatever musibah befalls you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. It is on account of the actions of man, what man has done by his hand. A'mal. And Allah says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. There are many others Allah ta'ala has just overlooked. Out of his mercy, he did not even let the reaction and the consequences of those bad deeds come about. But the system in the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that there are actions and there are going to be reactions. You can't just be carrying on as you want to merrily on the face of the earth and then expect things to just go how hunky-dory and everything will be fine. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us. And therefore, my respected friends and brothers, when we are looking at these things, when we see that things have gone beyond moderation, then how do we view it? As Muslimin. Now, let us go back to Monday night. Monday night. Monday night was a storm here, like, of unseen proportions. I have never seen like this something. People who are living in Middleburg before, we have had a storm 2 years ago, so we had a storm, trees and so forth came down. And walls were blown down. And roofs were flown off. And other roofs fell on cars. And it was damaged in different ways. Some people's windows got blown out in the Arrow Rand area. We're talking now this whole ayat of the Quran, we're localizing it now to Middleburg. We ask ourselves that when this wind came about, did it just come and for a little while we said, hey, there's a wind, and then the Kaun and Tuli street was blocked, And Medina Street had a tree lying over. Next morning, and we went for Fajr, we saw the amount of trees until today. We look at what is happening there. How many trees have been uprooted and how much of destruction. What was this? Was just another coincidental random thing happening? No, my respected friends and brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two categories of treatment to insan on the face of the earth. The one category he speaks about repeatedly in the Quran, about the Qawmi Ad, the Qawmi Thamud, the Qawmi Madian, the Qawmi Eka, and the Qawmi Lut, and the Qawmi Nu, and all these people, repeatedly it comes in the Quran, that when he unleashed his displeasure on them, it was the start of an eternal punishment. That was just a start and sorted them out. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about another form of treatment. I'm not using the word punishment. A form of treatment where Allah Ta'ala is giving a warning and knocking and saying, wake up, there's something you're not doing right. Wake up, there's something you're doing wrong. And this is my warning to you. This is, I am now raising the alarm bells and I am knocking on your door for you to become alert. So the ayat of the Quran, we say, you know, we are hearing a lot of things at the moment. One was, we went to go read rain namaz the other day. Whole country went. Imbalance in the climate. No rain. Here further down in Mpumalanga, what we heard? 52 degrees. 52 degrees we never even heard of in the desert areas. 52 degrees here in September. A person made a photo of it on the temperature gauge and he sent it to me. I said, your temperature is broken. Your gauge is not right. We don't get 52 around here. But that was the fact of the matter. Then we're hearing about how things are going down at the moment. Things are closing down and retrenchments and whatever it may be. Business is quiet. We have our terminologies. Then we had this wind. Now the question, my brothers, my beloved brothers, I'm talking to myself, is how do we view these things? We are mu'mineen. We see what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the wind used to become very strong, the sahaba specifically say that his entire face used to change. He used to be overtaken by worry and concern, and he used to resort to salah. And once the wind had passed, and when the rain used to start coming down in beneficial measure, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face used to lighten up. Then the sahaba asked him, one of his wives asked him, that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this action of yours, you were so worried, you were so concerned at one stage, and then you're looking so happy now. So he says, yes, whenever the wind becomes very, very strong, we must not forget how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wind on the people of Ad. And when they saw it, they got happy. They thought, here's a cloud coming and bringing rain. But Allah says, this was an adab that came. So I look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest human being, closest to Allah, expressing this kind of fear and worry that it must not be that an adab is coming upon us. Going back to Monday night, how many of us really thought about it? Stopped what we are doing, got our children to stop what they were doing, get off the phone, get off the computer game, get off the movies, get off all the other nonsense you might be. Turn to Allah Ta'ala immediately, make wudu, or pick up your tasbih, or pick up your hands, and this is what we're supposed to do, my brothers. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, Allah will listen. So that was a kind of a warning, we can say, that came when the wind came on the people of Ad. That was a punishment. For us, it was a warning. And all the other things that are happening around here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how that wind came upon them at that time. It was unprecedented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. And really, that was what was going through our mind at that time. That, you know what, look at this wind here. Things were flying around all over the place. Roofs were flying in. Dustbins were rolling around all over the place. Furniture was flying around in the people's yards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. فَأَهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ, that these people were destroyed by a wind that annihilated them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them that وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأَهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حُسُومًا, a wind that was carrying in it a roaring sound. You know when the wind blows gently and beautifully, how pleasant it is. But when this wind is blowing, Allah Ta'ala has got treasures of wind and water. And that day when Allah Ta'ala decided that He wants to unleash His wind on the people of Aad on account of their disobedience and refuting and going against the Nabi of Allah, Allah unleashed it and He told the Malaika, give way now. And when that wind came down, it was not a coincidental, rampant wind. The Quran and the Hadith give us details of it. That Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam took his people into like a camp, into a tent, and he drew a ring with his hands around there. He was the Nabi of Allah. And they all, the believers, stayed inside that particular enclosure. And the wind was roaring and howling continuously. And when it reached that area, it crossed over on the side. Very pleasant, very soothing. And the minute the wind crossed over onto the other side again, out of the boundary which he had made, it was again a wind that caused destruction and burned the people, destroyed them, lifted them up and threw them away. Scary, my brothers. Allah speaks about us in the Quran. So when we find these winds and that coming, we immediately, we are believers, we turn to Allah. I did something wrong. Allah says that that wind was continuous. You know, one is you get the wind and then the gusts, they slow down and then it stops. Allah says it carried on for 7 days and 8 nights. Sab'al layalin wa thamaniyat ayyam. 7 nights and 8 days. 22nd of Shawwal to the 29th of Shawwal. Wednesday to Wednesday. Mentioned in the Quran Kareem. The other hadith mentioned the days which I have just made mention of here now. So the question we ask ourselves is, what are we supposed to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two things. When they are tested, then la'allahum yarji'un. Let's go back. See where we went wrong. Immediately make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتُوبُونَ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. There are some people, they are unfortunate. Neither do they return and resort to tawbah, nor do they take heed. وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. They just say, well, it has happened. It's supposed to be just a freak wind. Even the lightning that has been described in this area is something else. It is a very rare phenomenon. You can read up about it. But what we are saying is we don't take these things lightly. We are believers, and our amal and our actions should at all times be in front of us, and we make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may go back and they may revert and resort to their original correct ways, so they make tawbah, so they make istighfar, and so that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, take a lesson that why did this happen? And this has been mentioned for you in the Quran Kareem. So we make dua on behalf of myself, on behalf of everybody here, that may Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us, including myself, biggest sinner, for my sins, everybody else, each one make his individual tawbah for our community, for our town, for our area, for our country, for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Allah be pleased with us. Allah Ta'ala must not be angry with us. Our actions must not become the cause of inviting the displeasure and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. And wherever there are imbalances in the climate, in conditions, in poverty, in scarcity, in economy, in whichever way it might be, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must restore it to a noble, to a harmonious, to a beautiful and a pleasant situation. Amen.